if you sleep and wait too long, you say it's going to work.
Small.
Okay? Any other word for that?
Well, if it don't fall, it'll dry out sometime. It dries out.
Well, would you say any other word for me is fall?
Let me see. Well, I mean, they use a taney sometimes.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word funky?
What? Funky? Uh-huh. I mean, very few times I've heard that. I haven't heard it enough for me to adopt that word.
What about rank?
Well, I've used that word. I've heard that before. That's when you kip it a long time. It got rank on it. I've heard that. And then I've eaten the meat that was boiled into peas or beans or something like that. You could taste the rank meat in there, you know, that bit.
After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Sour meat.
Okay. What do you call that dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Hog liver?
Mm-hmm.
No, I never heard tell of that, but we'll grind sausage.
Okay.
Out of that.
Do you ever make anything out of a hog blood? Did you ever take the juice from the sausage and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some beef and cook it?
Let me see how I did that.
When it gets cold, slice it up and fry?
No, I know what you're talking about. I always pour that out.
Okay.
You get cold, we call it jelly. It gelled and looked just like jelly, but just, I always throw that away.
Well, if you keep your butter too long, it doesn't taste good.
It's rank. Rank
okay.
Butter.
Any other word for it?
Stale. I'll rank you.
And thick, sour milk that you keep on hand.
Sour milk.
Uh-huh.
Clabber. I mean, they use the word clabber sometimes.
Okay. What about cheese that you'd make out of clabber?
Never made none.
You make anything out of that?
Now, it might be. I haven't made anything out of it. Really, I haven't. Mm-hmm. I don't remember nobody else making anything out of it offhanded.
What do you do to the milk to get out any impurities right after you finish milking?
Well, you strain the milk then.
And what is the...
you
might, in a deep dish, you might bake some apples with a crust on top.
Oh, baked apples, I guess, if that's what you're talking about, unless you're talking about a cobbler pie.
Okay. Would you use cobbler pie for it if it was any kind of deep fruit pie or making several layers of fruit?
Several layers of dough.
Uh-huh.
That's a cobbler pie.
Somebody has a good appetite, you might say,
you
sure
like
to put away
me. Yeah. You sure like that pie, or what is it, whichever apple pie, or potato, or peach.
What do you call the sweet liquid that you might pour over a pudding?
Sweet liquid, though, you don't mean syrup, do you?
No. Did
you
ever mix cream or milk with sugar and nutmeg and pour it over a pot?
Oh, they might have, but I haven't
ever. Well, let's see. What, maybe on your meat you might put something on the seasoning, a liquid.
Oh, yes, I did that.
What?
Barbecue salt.